Item 19, here's another. John Hoffman, report and possible discussion on San Gabriel wastewater master plan.
Mr. Chairman, it's just a report. If anybody has any questions, we can address them at this time. No discussion or action.
Okay. It is 15 after 2. Or y'all want to continue with this? You want to take a short break?
Take a quick break.
Quick break? We'll take a short break here for 5 minutes. Get through in a reasonable time. Let's start up again. Item 20, report and possible discussion on quarterly investment report. John Hawes.
Okay, thank you again, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. This is the quarterly report that we provide to you all, really required under the Public Funds Investment Act. You received the detailed report again in your material. It's prepared jointly by Patterson and Associates, which is our financial advisory firm that helps us. They're out of Austin, headed up by Linda Patterson. And she helps us with both the selection of our investments and some of our investment strategy and things like that, as well as helping to create this report. And then, of course, we oversee and help pull all that together on a quarterly basis. You can see in the report, and I just sort of keep a running summary of the balance and then what our average yield to maturity is. Our balance went down slightly, just like it sort of does in this particular time frame. This is before the billings from May, which was the last quarter, down to this quarter of August, went down about $5 million, and that is really fairly consistent with what we expected. Our billings, we bill most of our water revenue customers in August and September. At August 31, we haven't received much receipts in yet, so next quarter you'll see probably an increase in November to where that'll go up, because we'll get a lot of our billings in. We bill a lot early in the year and collect more money. So anyway, that's the overall balance. That represents both our restricted and unrestricted monies that we have in cash and investments, $74 million. And then you can also see the average yield to maturity, and it's gone down slightly. And of course, as everybody has seen, and it was discussed even earlier today, the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve, has dropped rates down. The Fed funds rate is now at 4.75. They expect it to go down another at least 0.25% to maybe 0.5% before the end of the year. We obviously have investments that are out for a longer period of time, so overall our weighted average is higher than that. But it is, over time, probably going to go down as we if rates obviously continue to go down. And anyway, that's a summary of it. I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody might have about the portfolio. We obviously invest in very safe things, treasuries, agencies, things that have a great deal of security, and of course the interest rates that we get are according to that.